In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. That's the mockery thrown at Jesus, the King of Israel, who had ridden into Jerusalem on a donkey. Now, as he is on the cross, no longer being hailed with palm branches, with joy and gladness as the King who has raised the dead, who has healed the sick, now he is being mocked and scorned. Now the elders and the chief priests and the scribes are saying there and mockingly saying to Jesus as he hangs on the cross, "Let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him." They wouldn't believe after casting out demons, after Jesus healed the sick and the lame and the blind. And they wouldn't believe after Jesus even raised people from the dead. Even someone who had been in the grave for 4 days. And yet now they say, although in mockery, that if he would just come down from the cross, then they will believe in him. But would they? Would they really? Somehow I doubt it. After all they had already seen. But it does seem that they are not the only ones that want to put such a requirement on Jesus. If only Jesus would do this, then I would believe in him. In our day and age as well, there are those who will say to God, if only God did this, if only he acted in this way, then I would believe in him. If only he would stop the natural disasters. If only he would stop the young children dying. If only he would heal my cancer or the cancer of a loved one. If only, then I would believe in him. Or would they? If we have decided that we want a God of our own making, who acts according to our plans, who acts with the kind of power that we want him to display right here, right now, to get rid of the problems in the world, perhaps we're looking for the wrong God. Perhaps we're looking for a God who isn't there on the cross, suffering to pay for our sins. And perhaps we have not really taken stock of the real problem that must be addressed for all of those other evils in the world to be addressed. You see, the real problem is not just outside of us, all of the evils that we see in the world and that we want God to take away, and we should pray that he stop the evils. But it's not only those problems outside of us, but it's also right inside here in our own hearts, corrupted by sin. There is the problem. And when Jesus came to this earth, he did not come merely to fix outward problems. And yes, he did heal the sick. He did heal the blind and the lame, and he cast out demons, and he even raised the dead. But he was doing all of that to tell everyone that he was going to go to the cross, and by his death on the cross, he was going to pay for the sin that is the root problem underneath all of the other issues that people want to be fixed right now. We don't want Jesus to come down from the cross. If we want and we say that, well, we'll only believe in the kind of God that comes down from the cross and is the King and is powerful, this is not actually the God that we need. God, who has revealed himself in Jesus, has come to the cross because he has told us that the real problem is our sin. And that sin needs to be paid for on the cross. And so thanks be to God that Jesus did not get down from the cross when he was mocked and asked to prove that he was the Son of God by getting down from the cross. Thanks be to God that Jesus did not conform himself to the kind of God that people wanted him to be. Thanks be to God that Jesus did not conform himself to our image, to the image that sinful man wanted to make of God. But he was here, God on the cross, the kind of God that we needed, the one who would get to the root problem that separated us from God and caused all of the problems of this world, that he would go to the cross to pay for our sins, so that we could be purified and washed in baptism and buried with Jesus in his death and raised with him to a new life. This is the God that we truly needed. Because if Jesus had come down from the cross, then we would be left to try to deal with our sins on our own, to be our own Savior. Kind of like when Judas goes to the priests after he realizes that he's betrayed innocent blood. And he acknowledges that he has sinned, that he has done wrong. He sees what he has done wrong, and he looks to them, and they are the people who have been sacrificing animals and should know that God was about forgiving sins. But do they give him the forgiveness of sins when he comes to them? No. Instead, they tell him to see to it himself. And what is that to us? But none of us can see to it ourselves. None of us can get rid of our sins on our own. None of us can get rid of our guilt and our shame. The only one who could do it was Jesus. And so thanks be to God that he did stay on the cross to pay for your sins and my sins so that we might be redeemed and we might be his own. And so, dear Christian, do not try to conform God to your own image, to believe that God should operate according to your plan. But look to the cross and see that God does what is best for you. And he tells us that he wants us, in the midst of whatever pain or suffering or difficulty you are going through, to look in at your own heart and see that you are a sinner and turn to our Lord for his forgiveness. To realize that the problems are not just outside of you, but you and I are sinners who need our Lord's forgiveness. And when we see the evils of this world, we should be reminded of sin, and most of all, reminded of the Savior who hung on the cross for our sins. Thanks be to God that Jesus did not listen to the mockery and to the lies, but he stayed there because he wanted to pay for your sins, and to bring you to be with himself forever, where you will stand with all those who are clothed in white, holding palm branches in their hands, as we hear from the book of Revelation, in the new heavens and the new earth, praising our Lord's name and living with him forever. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.